Imagine Dragons, Loom, World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
The following is a presentation of KSL Sports. First and 12. A total roundup of this weekend's BYU football and the new look Big 12 Conference. First and 12 is sponsored by Macy's Grocery Store. Your hosts are Mitch Harper and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of First and 12 right here, 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone and KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM. Alex Keery, Mitch Harper, as the voice said, First and 12, our look every week at the Big 12. Man, can you believe it? We are nine games in to the season. Week 10 approaches, and it is insane. And BYU getting the loss at West Virginia 37-7. We'll get to that, of course, of the game reactions. But Mitch Harper is still, of course, trapped in West Virginia. So good luck with that, Mitch. We appreciate you being on the program, and hopefully you can get out of the woods there.
Great setting in these country roads, I got to say. It was an awesome game day atmosphere at West Virginia. But what a weekend in the Big 12 Conference. So many eventful games, big stages, so much to go through this weekend. So I think we got to just dive right into it, and let's get to our Big 12 headlines.
12 headlines.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
The dozen storylines that shape this week of Big 12 football. Headline 1.
All right off the bat, as we get our headlines going here, you know, there's a lot of places we could have started. And, of course, the biggest ones that throughout the day kind of revealed themselves yesterday. Let's start first off with a nice little something, of course, that we're going to miss very much. And that's the Bedlam series that was, of course, laid to rest yesterday. And it was a good one, too, Mitch. It was all that we wanted. We didn't want a blowout. We wanted a back-and-forth situation, and we got it. And so Oklahoma falls to Oklahoma State. I don't know what to think about Oklahoma or Oklahoma State at this time, but right now, Oklahoma State, Mitch, could they be the ones in the Big 12 championship game? Is it going to be Oklahoma? I don't know.
I think so. Oklahoma State, they beat Oklahoma to close out the Big 8 era back in 1995. They beat Oklahoma in 2023 to close out the Big 12 era of Bedlam as Oklahoma goes off to the SEC. Mike Gundy made it clear these two are never going to play again as long as he's the head coach, unless it's a bowl game. What a way for Oklahoma State to close out Bedlam in the Big 12 era with a 27-24 victory. And they were decisively the better team. I mean, Oklahoma made they took the lead in the second half, but Oklahoma State, this was not a fluke. They were the better football team than the Sooners. What a turnaround this Oklahoma State team has had this season.
Yeah, and you know what? Oklahoma is in jeopardy of missing that Big 12 championship game. And that's, of course, leading us to our third headline, which is Texas, who's now in line to get to that Big 12 championship game if they keep holding serve here. And I, of course, was dead wrong this week, and Texas ends up beating Kansas State in overtime, 33-30. I looked at that thing when it was 27-7, I think, is what it was, Mitch, at one point. Mm-hmm. Ended up being a massive comeback by Kansas State. And, man, I was excited about it because I was making that pick all week to everybody that Kansas State was going to be in the Big 12 championship game. They were going to beat Texas for sure, and they came up short. But that was also a heck of a game. Two really freaking good games between Oklahoma State and Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas State. That was a lot of fun for that headline number three there. And even though I made the pick that I did, I like that Texas still is able to be somebody at the very, very top of the conference.
Valiant effort by Kansas State in headline number four, but that offense was a no-show early, and yeah. Also their special teams make an extra point, and you're going to win the ball game. You know, just little things like that. Kansas State, the one team that Chris Klieman has not beat in this league, It's Texas, and I think it's going to end that way, as I don't think Kansas State, with three losses, is going to find its way to Arlington. Headline number five, Baylor falls to Houston in their first meeting since 1995. Dave Aranda calls Baylor a really kind of a broken locker room, a lot of trouble on the banks of the Brazos.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm really glad you didn't put this as our Big 12 game of the week, by the way. So I just want to throw that one out there. That was one I saw on the schedule and went, ooh. Yeah. I don't know who. It's like a battle for the bottom there. And, yeah, I was actually pretty shocked that that Houston still able to figure that one out. Headline number six, speaking of Houston, they led the entire game all the way until overtime and pulled off a two-point conversion to win. It's not the type of overtime win that you like in a game like that, because it's just like who wanted to lose the game more than the other. And there you have it. But, yeah, like you said, my goodness. When the power rankings come out, the bottom is the very bottom of this conference, and the top is starting to separate itself too.
Headline number seven, Texas Tech on Thursday night. They defeated TCU. Baron Morton back at quarterback. And, oh, by the way, there was a possum on the field, Alex. How can you not like that?
You know, on a Thursday night game, if there's an animal on the field, they're like, we're going to make that the headline story. And it was. It was the only thing we heard about. It was like college football was held hostage by a possum until Saturday. But, yeah, I mean, you're watching that game and you're going, there's no way TCU. I text you, Mitch, and I said, what on earth is TCU's problem? Yeah. Who is TCU? And then you look back and you go, what was BYU's problem in Fort Worth that day? That's how we always look at things. Yeah, but and then, of course, headline number eight, speaking of BYU, West Virginia absolutely blast BYU. This was not even close from the beginning. One team showed up and the other just did not show up at all. BYU suffers another 30-plus point loss on the season in Big 12 play. Welcome to the big leagues.
Headline number nine, BYU introduced a new quarterback to the big leagues. That was Jake Retzlaff. He got his first career start as Keaton Slovis. Still continues to deal with a shoulder and some elbow pain. So Retzlaff gets the start. I thought he showed pretty well in a tough spot, but BYU was outclassed. They were outmatched, just destroyed in all three phases of this game. We'll break that one down a little bit later this hour.
Headline number 10, UCF. Don't call them Central Florida. First Big 12 win of their Big 12 era. And, of course, they do it against a super bad Cincinnati team. So, again, I'm glad, Mitch, you didn't pick that one for the game of the week in the Big 12. Thank you very much. But UCF gets that much-needed win. And I think they're better than their record actually shows. But, you know, obviously the philosophy is, no, you're exactly what your record shows. And a good start for UCF to get a win at least over. You get a nice one against Cincinnati. Hey, BYU experienced that at some point this year.
Headline number 11, Kansas up to win number 7. They exceed last year's regular season win total. The Jayhawks go into Ames, get a big win, 28-21. Jason Bean, once again, the quarterback, Jalen Daniels, remains out. So this is clearly Jason Bean's team, and they just continue to pile up wins with eyes set maybe to Arlington.
And then finally, headline number 12, it's a big picture item that we love talking about throughout the week as we saw the scheduling matrix go between 2024 and 2027 with all the new teams that are coming in. Mitch, I got all sorts of excited this week. And even when the football games weren't being played, we were just anticipating it. It's really fun to see in the future all those teams who are going to be coming in the league next year.
It definitely was. And the protected rivalries. I know that some people in the Big 12, Kansas State, Iowa State fans, were not happy about Farmageddon going off the books in 2027. But BYU, Utah, it's a protected rivalry, and it's head and shoulders the best rivalry going forward in the Big 12 Conference. But I do like how this league is prioritizing everyone is going to play each other. Now, it's going to be weird to think that you'll play someone and then you don't see them until two more years. But, hey, I'd rather do that than go years and like in the SEC where, oh, you haven't been to Florida in 11 years. Like, I don't want to see stuff like that.
Right.
So I like this scheduling matrix that the Big 12 has put together. We got to take our first time out, though. We will break down this BYU game. I'm in Morgantown still. Alex is in Salt Lake. We're going to break it down as BYU falls to West Virginia 37-7. It's 1st and 12 here on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone.